This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for December 14th. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing is celebrating delivery of a 777-300 extended range airliner in Paris. It's the 200th plane Boeing has delivered to Air France in a relationship that dates back to 1959. Airbus sister company Eurocopter has delivered a new EC-120B to the Winnipeg, Manitoba police. Embraer and Lufthansa have signed a contract for another 8 new Embraer 195 jets, a deal worth $338 million at list prices. Bombardier reports firm orders for 5 Learjet 85s and 2 large cabin Challenger 605 jets for principal operation in Germany by Munich-based Jet Air Flug. That deal is worth $155 million at list. The first F-135 short takeoff vertical landing engine for the F-35 Lightning II has been delivered by Pratt & Whitney, which the company says is a clear demonstration that the system has transitioned from development to production. The Air Transport Association of America predicts 43.6 million passengers will travel on U.S. carriers over the holidays. That's up about 3% from last year. The latest numbers from the U.S. Department of Transportation show airline profit margins at an 8-year high in the second half of 2010, led by a 16% increase in revenue from a la carte checked bag fees, which by themselves brought in $2.1 billion. And Jet Aviation Basel reports it has the first contract ever to complete Boeing's big new 747-8 into a private jet. The unidentified customer from the Middle East will also get a full-sized mock-up of the huge cabin to walk through before the design is actually built in the real plane. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, SpaceX founder Elon Musk and SpaceX president Gwynne Shotwell talk about last week's amazing Dragon demo mission. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.